This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Power cuts reported in areas across Ukraine after Russia launched a massive drone and missile barrage. At least three people killed. The AP's Naeon Kim.
The strikes began around midnight and appeared to target energy infrastructure. Dozens of Russian drones were seen moving toward eastern, northern, southern, and central regions of Ukraine, followed by multiple cruise and ballistic missiles. Explosions were also heard in the capital of Kyiv, where power and water supplies were disrupted.
Still no final agreement in that round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire to at least temporarily end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Here in the U.S., as the presidential campaign heats up, the issue of abortion is central. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance vows he and Donald Trump would not seek a nationwide abortion ban, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press.
He wants this to be a state decision.
Pushed by moderator Christian Welker to say Trump would veto such legislation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not supporting it as the president of the United States, you fundamentally have to veto it.
But also on NBC, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
American women are not stupid.
She does not believe them.
We are not going to trust the futures of our daughters and granddaughters to two men who have openly bragged about blocking access to abortion.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Uber says it didn't do anything wrong, but oversees the Dutch data protection watchdog fined Uber hundreds of millions of dollars, accusing it of transferring personal details of European drivers to the U.S. without adequate protection. One person's dead and three injured in a landslide Sunday in Alaska, the city of Ketchikan. Homes damaged, too. This is AP News. It was a sleepy summer weekend at the box office. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
The top three movies at the box office this weekend are ones that have been out for a while.
I know you, bub.
Nope. But I know you.
Deadpool and Wolverine is back at number one in terms of movie ticket sales this weekend. 5 weeks after it was released, it made another $18.3 million. Last week's number one film, Alien Romulus, is number two in its second weekend, while It Ends With Us is in third in its third weekend of release. Blink Twice, starring Channing Tatum, debuts in fourth place. The Forge, a faith-based coming-of-age movie, debuts at number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
A Babe Ruth jersey has sold at auction for more than $24 million. It's the jersey Babe Ruth wore when he called his shot during the 1932 World Series, hitting a home run to center field. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.